Blog Talk Radio.
And we're glad about it. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with me in the studio today. Praise the Lamb. I am happy and excited today. Boy, oh boy, you wouldn't believe I just finished taking communion about 30 minutes ago with my daughter. Praise the Lord. Gabriella is here in the other room, and she just, one of those kids that just says, I must have my communion. And even though, praise the Lamb of God, she missed out on that as it related to Sunday. She could not get there, praise the Lamb of God, to the church. And I grabbed her communion and brought it home. And we just sat here and prayed together and shared in Holy Communion. And I just thank God for a seven-year-old who is that dedicated to the Lord that you almost have to visit her at home like she's a senior citizen if she missed communion and give her her communion. Oh, what a blessing it is, people of God. And I just thank God for what he's doing in my life and what he's doing in my family's life. My children, when I reflect upon them, I see those seeds of the righteous springing up, and two sons preaching and a daughter preaching, and it's just an awesome thing to see your labor, praise the Lamb of God, follow you, a legacy that shall continue on in our family. And I just thank God for what he's doing with us. Boy, what an explosion last night after we had our concert, praise the Lamb of God, on our page last night of oldies but goodies of the gospel greats and this, that, and another, and all those songs, which I really, really got into. I was singing them all night. But we moved and had a prophetic fest right here in my apartment. Praise the Lamb of God, and prophecy started coming forth, and the word of the Lord started bubbling forth in a way that he has not spoken in a long time. Praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to the way he speaks to me and through me. And I was just knocked off my feet at the level of experience that I shared on last night. The glory is being poured out. The presence of God, hallelujah, the Spirit of God, as we press even the more into his presence, waking up with him, living with him all day long, yes, Lord, walking with him all day long, and then laying down with him. Praise the Lamb, it's his desire. Praise God if it's your desire. And God can make that happen to you. God can make that work for you, but you have to want to work to work. Hallelujah, so that you have to work the word by entering into prayer and worship and the word of God on a daily basis. We had an awesome show on yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the watchman today on our, as we enter into our prophetic word Thursday, which today is, boy, I tell you, praise the Lamb of God, oh, I can't wait. I'm excited about what God is going to do even today on the show. The Lord is just so good. Boy, oh boy, we're gearing up for Chicago. Hallelujah. Coming home this weekend. Praise the Lamb of God. We'll be there in Chicago. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, with new beginnings. My God in heaven, what an awesome time. I know we're going to have over there on Pulaski Road. Praise the Lamb of God at 8:14. South Pulaski Road, we're going to have an awesome time there at 9:30 in the morning. And then again, praise the Lamb of God, at 4 o'clock p.m. And I just want you all to be in the house. Praise the Lamb, those of you that's in Chicago, come and be a part of that dynamic service. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, boy, oh boy, Pastor Gail Johnson, my daughter in the ministry, praise God, it's going to be a wonderful time, and I would that all of you come and be a part of that with us there in Chicago, Illinois. Praise the Lord. My God, my God, my God. Look at the callers coming in today. Switchboard is lighting up. Praise God. I bless God for each and every one of you. Of course, the high of our day yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, was for a new daughter that we have in on our Facebook page, praise the Lamb of God, as well as in the kingdom of Christ, in the person of Marilyn Johnson, who is a friend of Aberdeen, praise the Lamb of God, who comes on our show practically every day. Very, very supportive, praise God. Aberdeen, who is a friend of Kemi's, praise God. Hallelujah. They all connect together here. And Marilyn came on yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, and some of you heard me, asked her to inbox me a little information, and she did that, and I contacted her, and before I knew it, we were talking about this thing called salvation, praise the Lamb of God, and I took her through the steps of the Romans Road, as we call it, praise the Lamb of God, concerning justification and regeneration, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, all about her salvation and adoption of God through Jesus Christ. And before we knew it, We was praying the prayer of repentance. Praise the Lamb of God. And she opened up her heart, hallelujah, and accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, her God and her Father, and sitting on the throne of her spirit from this day forth. Boy, oh boy, I'm telling you what a high that was for me on yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, because I recognize that heaven rejoices when one sinner repents. Heaven rejoices when one sinner repents. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Do you all see the close association? Just last week, praise the Lamb of God, we were engaged with our daughter Sylvia, praise the Lamb of God, and her brother who was on the show, praise the Lamb of God, and we was praying for them, and Sylvia had walked him through the salvific experience. I'm learning more and more, people of God, that there are many, many people who come to church, praise the Lamb of God, who believe in Jesus Christ, but have never went through the process of salvation. Many, many people, praise the Lamb of God, who are living every day, walking around you and everything, that just think because they believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that they are saved, and they have never repented, don't know what repentance really is. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's more than saying, I'm sorry. It's a turning from, praise the Lamb of God, and a turning to, turning from sin and a turning to God. And so many people are caught right there, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and think God is just going to wink at it and say, you know, you've never repented, blah, 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 when the gospel is right there for you, the preaching is right there, my word is right there, praise the Lamb of God. Yes, and a lot of people is omitting this out of their process of salvation. Be very careful of your loved ones, your children, praise the Lamb of God, and all, that they don't stumble in this area, because it could be a lifelong hindrance, praise the Lamb of God, in your relationship with God and your blessings coming forth, praise the Lamb of God, especially the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, while Marilyn and I was on the phone, and we were talking, praise the Lamb of God, and I was praying. I asked the Lord to fill her with his Holy Spirit, this, that, and another. She just sat there on the phone as we were talking and just said, I feel so hot right now. My body is just hot. I knew that it was the Holy Ghost, praise the Lamb of God, doing what he does when our heart opens up and receive Jesus Christ as Lord, praise the Lamb of God. This is the will of God for each of us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, as it relates to our witnessing campaign, to be on high alert, to be sensitive, to be discernful, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, with the watchman anointing to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we are, yes, Lord, that we are in the place where we need to be, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, so that we can lead people to Jesus Christ. Oh, what an exciting moment it is in the heart of those of us who believe in witnessing, who believe, praise the Lamb of God, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and recognize what the transformation has done for us. When you see another person, praise the Lamb of God, that's on the threshold, praise the Lamb of God, of being saved, it is one of the blessed moments of any believer, at least it should be, the blessed moment of any believer's life to see, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that type of love, oh my God, being dispensed between heaven and earth. I am blessed to be here, people of God. I count it the highest blessing to have you all in queue today. I count it the highest blessing that my voice is being heard. I count it the highest blessing for the PSM page, the Truth Church, that I am blessed beyond measure just to be able to minister to the people of God on a daily basis, praise the Lamb of God, and to help you grow and understand, praise the Lamb of God, the trajectories, the various principles of life and living in this prophetical culture, that God is establishing in the earth realm, praise the Lamb of God, for those of us who would embrace it. Hallelujah. Every day I touch my head and I say, Lord, thank you. God, I acknowledge you to awake my spiritual mind. I touch my eyes to open my eyes, my inner ears. I touch them. I touch my lips. Praise the Lamb of God. And I touch my heart that I might discern your voice from all other voices and that I might speak what you would have me to speak. I live in the prophetical culture, praise the Lamb of God, and I recognize that God is using me as a prototype. He's using me as a motto of what, praise the Lamb of God, he would like his people, praise the Lamb of God, to live like as it relates to the prophetic, praise the Lamb. I'm not perfect by no stretch of the imagination. I am as human as anybody else, praise the Lamb of God. But one thing I do, hallelujah, is I hook up with God every day. Praise the Lamb of God. I make sure that I'm in queue with him every day of my life. Praise the Lamb of God. And I do my best to allow him to lead me throughout my day. Have I slipped? Have I failed? Have I stumbled? Yes, I have. Praise the Lamb of God. Got some exciting news this morning. Praise the Lord. One of my friends, our brothers, and one of our co-laborers in the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship, Bishop Gregory Davis, got married last night, praise the Lamb of God, to a beautiful young lady named Katina Vaughn, praise the Lamb of God, and they were married down in Miami on last night, and we just sent a shout-out to Bishop Greg Davis saying, boy, just go on and live your life, and I hope and pray that the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow be upon him and his lovely bride, and that they have a fruitful and blessed life. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I tell you, people of God, the Lord is doing amazing things. Our brother came on the page last night during our reflection of old songs and what have you. Praise the Lamb of God. What is my brother's? I see his face. The prophet came on, praise the Lamb of God, and he prophesied that this is the hour, praise the Lamb of God, of release, that lack is over. Hello, somebody. That lack is over, praise the Lamb of God, and that God is releasing right now, praise the Lamb of God, in this very hour. He's releasing, praise the Lamb of God, the blessings, hallelujah, monetary blessings. He's opening up the heavens and pouring out upon his people, praise the Lamb of God. That came as a wonderful confirmation to me in what God has been speaking to me, praise God. And I thank and praise God for all, hallelujah, of the confirmations concerning the release that's coming forth in this season. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Man, I just praise God for what he's doing. Yes, indeed I do. Yes, Lord, continue, Father, to bless us. And I can't wait on the manifestations to hit many of you. Some of you is already, the promises of God have already started fulfilling in your lives, and you've been testifying. Praise the Lamb. I just want to hear more and more powerful testimonies of what God is doing, of what God is doing, praise the Lamb of God, in this day and time in your life. I want to hear it. Yes, I do. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to move to intercessory prayer now. Praise the Lamb. One of our intercessors is going, I'm sure, is going to hit our button. Praise the Lamb of God. Hit that button and come and lead us into intercession today. Praise the Lamb of God, and we're going to go forth here in the show. Oh, boy, as we set the stage for the prophetic, if you would just push one on your dial, intercessor, praise the Lamb of God, we would love to have one of you come, praise the Lord, and pray with us today. I believe that's my daughter out of Chicago there, man, Janice. Praise the Lord. How you doing, daughter?
Hi, I'm fine to you.
I am blessed of the Lord. Praise God today. Good to hear your voice, and I hope and pray that things are well with you. Praise God. Thank you for coming and volunteering to share with us today, Madanice, and to be a part even of our prophetic flow. Just stay in queue with us today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know Bertha is on the line. If she would come in queue, praise God. And then, of course, I'm waiting on Pastor Darrell, praise the Lamb of God, Prophet Darrell Sanders, to come and join us also as we prepare the table for the prophetic flow this afternoon. But I need you to take us to the King and remembering all that's going on in our world, praise the Lamb of God. I don't even want to start telling you all about bus crashes, all of this kind of stuff that's been happening all across the news. Boy, just all kinds of man threw acid in two teachers' faces, all this kind of stuff. It's just so much systemic evil and wickedness going on, people of God, that only prayer, praise the Lamb of God, can aid us in, that only God can be our protection and our covering in. And don't make no mistake, people of God, you need the Lord God's covering. You need his protection. You need his love and his blessings as you go in and out. You need God with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, Madanice, pray for us today. Hallelujah, that the Lord will shower us with his blessings and his word today, that his spirit would engulf us right here. Praise the Lamb of God on this show, that the weight of the glory would descend upon us in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on, daughter.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We honor you today, God. We magnify you. We exalt you on today, God.
Yes.
King of kings, Lord of lords, we invite you in today, oh God. We ask you, God, for a fresh infilling of your presence on today, God. We call you holy today, God. You are holy, 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 Lord. You are holy. And I decree today that we love you today, God. We love you. We adore you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Oh, sovereign God, you are above everything, creator of the heavens and the earth, oh God. We call you Abba Father. We stretch our hands to thee, oh God. El Shaddai, Elohim, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rafi. We lift our hands up to you, oh God. We keep our eyes fixed to the hills from which cometh our help, because all of our help comes from the Lord, and we just exalt you in this place today, God. We give you glory. We give you mighty majesty is all yours, God. So we press into your presence on today, God, and we thank you for all the things that you've already done, God. We thank you, God, for moving on our behalf. We thank you, God, for bringing things into alignment, God, into divine alignment, God. We thank you because you are a prayer answering God. You've done it over and over again, oh God. So we just thank you for being compassionate towards those things that concern us, oh God. For you are an ever-present help in our time of need. And we say thank you, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, that all-powerful, all-saving blood. We call upon you today, Lord Jesus. And we say have your way, Lord. Have thine own way, oh God. And we ask you, Lord God, first to forgive us, God, for anything, God, that might hinder your flow today, God. Forgive us, God, for our sins, God, of omission and commission, God. We thank you, God, for forgiveness, God. We ask you, Lord God, that you would purge us, God, and cleanse us, God, and make us white as snow, oh God, so that we might stand before you, God, and lift up holy hands before your presence, oh God. We thank you, God, for what you're about to do, God, and I just lift up, God, the United States to you today, God, and I ask you, God, that you would turn the hearts of the people back towards you, God. I ask you, God, that you would first touch leadership, God, that you would touch the president, God, and the cabinet, God, and senators, God, and that you would touch, God, that you would touch governors and mayors, God, and all the cities, God, and even the people, God, in the name of Jesus, that it would no longer tarry, God, that it would come now, God. For you said the time is coming, yeah, it is now, that those that worship you shall worship you in spirit and in truth, God. For so long we have worshiped the God that we did not know, God. But now that you have revealed yourself in this season, God, I ask you, God, that you would teach us how to worship you, God. Teach us how to worship you. We got praise down pat, God. I ask you, God, for relationship, God, so that we can give you back you, God, that it would be pleasing, God, and our worship would come up before you as a sweet aroma into your nostrils, God, and that the portals of the heavens would be open, God, and that it would be a two-way communication, God. Let our worship be pleasing unto you, God. Whatever it takes, God, whatever it takes to lead your people to glorify you, God, I say have thine own way, oh God, because everything that you do is perfect, God. Your will is perfect, God. Your way is perfect, God. I ask you, God, for your glory on today, God. I ask you, God, that you will release the kavod, God, the kavod of your spirit, God. For you have called us to be glory carriers in this season, God. So we ask you, God, for fresh release, God, right now, of the prophetic, God, that we would know, God, what is in the hearts of men, so they would know that a prophet has been among them, God, that we would speak directly to those things that concern them, God, that would lead them, God, to the path that you would have them to go, God, that things would be clear for them, God, that visions would be clear for them, God, that your word would be clear for them, and there would be no wavering, God. So we just lift our hearts, God, to you. We lift our spirits up to you, God, to be led, used, and guided by you. Holy Spirit, speak for our servants here, God. We hear you, God, and we are listening, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for the people that you are calling even now to press one, God, that they would hear a word from you, God. We thank you for those, and we ask for blessings for them, God. Whatever that might be, however you choose to bless them, God, we ask for a fresh release of blessings, God, for your people, God. In the name of Jesus, let your word be true and every man be a liar, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind and dismantle every demonic force that works against this show. In the name of Jesus, for every testimony that comes forth on this show, and every word that comes forth on this show that is guided by your spirit, we build a hedge of protection around it right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. And we command every demon and every witch that is under the sound of our voice that you shall bow down now to the name of Jesus. And we command you to flee, and we admonish you, watch right now, that you would repent and turn back to the Lord, my God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that we are more than conquerors. We are so much more than conquerors. And when the enemy comes, like a God, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against them. So we thank you, God, for standards. We thank you, God, that has already been set, and that no harm or danger shall come nigh our dwelling place. Because you said, God, you said, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. So we thank you that you have already given us victory, God. We stand firm to your word, God, because we know it to be true. We thank you, God, for release. We thank you, God, for your power and your anointing and your spirit and your revelation, God. We thank you, God. There is none other like you. There is none other like you. You are the one true and living God. Jehovah Shalom. We thank you and we lift our hands up to you and say hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 glory to your name, glory to your name, God, there is none other like you, God. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and the King of glory shall come in. Who Jesus.
Yes, God.
We thank
yes,
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, my daughter. Yay.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Hallelujah.
My God in heaven. Boy, oh, boy, oh. Uh-oh,
hallelujah.
My brother Prophet Carol is here. Hallelujah. How you doing, Prophet?
I'm just overjoyed, Apostle. That child knows she said her prayer, and she wondered why the devil beat on her heels.
Hallelujah, man. One praying woman, I tell you that. Hallelujah.
I'm
McCain out of Chicago, Illinois, with that praise tabernacle. If she was that troop, I'd lock her in the church every night. Make her stand and all night. Hallelujah.
You're going to do me like Anna Prophet.
Yeah, I'm going to lock you up in there like Anna. Hallelujah, my God, what a friend of galaxy of people that we have, praise God, here at Truth, at PSM, through our intercessory ministry, so many powerful praying people, so many people that pray so powerfully, praise God, hallelujah. We got some of the truthers on the line with us today. Angel is on Facebook posting names and what have you. Rue and all of the gang is on the show today. Praise God, someone for their first time. I bust them out in service. I don't know, was it Sunday or Tuesday night? I think it was Sunday. Actually, how many of y'all have ever listened to the radio show? And do you know over half of the people in the sanctuary have never listened to the show? I said, what? So Angel has been working to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that they come in and jail with, praise the Lamb of God, the PSM ministry. Many of them have been on the page, but they hadn't heard the show. But we thank and praise God. Oh, my God. Prophet Dale, you know, we were on to something yesterday talking about the watchman anointing. Praise God. We're going to talk about that just a few minutes, and then we're going into our prophetic flow. Praise God. People of God, call your friend, call your neighbor. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Prophet Derek, I don't think he was on the show. Let me rewind the tape just a second here. Praise the Lord. Boy, yesterday after we got off the show, the young lady that was on here, Marilyn, praise the Lamb of God, Johnson was her name. She came in, Prophet Derek. I talked to her and I told her to inbox me. She accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior last night. Praise the Lamb of God on the telephone with me. I led her through the Romans Road. Praise the Lamb of God that led to the pool of Bethesda for her. Hallelujah. We baptized her in the Spirit yesterday through prayer. The fire of God fell. Praise the Lamb of God upon her. And she is celebrating Jesus Christ right now. Praise the Lamb of God. I told her to throw a party at our house and celebrate it and invite all her family over and then tell them she wants all of them to be saved. We don't celebrate the way we should, praise the Lamb of God, our salvation. We have parties for everything, and nobody has a party about their salvation. Praise the Lamb of God that gives opportunity for witness. We must bring this prophetic culture to the place that we understand is about snatching people out of the fire. It's about getting people to see Jesus Christ. It's about, because the spirit of prophecy is Jesus Christ. All prophecy leads to him. Praise the Lamb of God. Every prophecy leads to Jesus Christ. If it doesn't, it's a false prophecy. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. All prophecy leads to him. He is the spirit of prophecy. Praise the Lamb of God. And we all prophecy led up to him. All prophecy leads back to him. Praise the Lamb of God. And all prophecy leads up to his coming. And we thank and praise God, hallelujah, for that. So I wanted to give that praise report again. Praise the Lord. Y'all watch out now because I've kind of fired up. Gabriella and I have had communion together already right before the show. Around 11:30, we took communion right here. Praise the Lamb of God in the studio. Praise God, because she missed Sunday when we had communion, and she has to have a communion or she goes crazy. So I brought her communion home, and men have sat here and prayed and repented and all of that, and then we just had the body and the blood of Jesus Christ together. So that is a wonderful thing. Now she's locked up in the other room, probably with SpongeBob or somebody on the television. But I thank and praise God for that level, praise the Lamb of God, at 7 years old, a desire and a hunger and thirst, praise the Lamb, for the things of God. Hallelujah. She might come out and I'll let her say hi to us in a few minutes. But I wanted to give that praise report. Now, we talked about yesterday, people of God, the watchman's anointing, and we didn't get into it as we were talking about the prophetical culture, as well as it relates to the local assembly, the church, and this, that, and another. I cannot overemphasize and reiterate how vitally important is to those of us as believers, praise the Lamb of God, to walk in humility in our prophetic, praise the Lamb of God, our office, as well as our gifting. You must not usurp authority over your pastor, your shepherd. You must not cause a ruckus or a split, praise the Lamb of God, or schisms within the house of God. That is not the will of God for his church, praise the Lamb. And you got to remember, well, I don't care if it's 5-member church or 5,000-member church, you are tampering with the bride of Christ. And you better be careful, praise the Lamb of God, what you do in the house of God. You're not messing with people. You're messing with the bride of Christ, praise the Lamb of God. And in his preparation through, praise the Lamb of God, those that he has put in charge and gave the oversight of these congregations, you better be very, very mindful how you deal with them in your prophetic giftings. Humility is always the best way. Praise the Lamb of God, to walk in humility, not to disturb the congregation, not to disturb the service, praise God. And always when you have a prophetic word, praise the Lamb of God, you should go to the pastor first, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And it's not God's fault or the pastor's fault that God will give you a word for your church today, praise the Lamb of God, and you wait till Sunday in the middle of the service to try to give the word, when you could have called the pastor today and told him, God has given me a word for the church, and if it's all right with you, I'll deliver it, and then allow him to know what that word is, and then gives him time to meditate and pray over it, praise the Lamb of God, or to give you to respond and say, I want you to do it, but I want you to do it in the 6 o'clock service. You may never know why he wants it done in 6 o'clock, or, praise the Lamb of God, I want you to do it, you know, Wednesday night. Do that Wednesday night because of something he's teaching, something that correlates with it, praise the Lamb of God. As the shepherd, you must honor that, praise the Lamb of God, and walk in humility. If he says, no, I don't want no prophetic word given at this time, at least you have done what God has told you to do, praise the Lamb of God. You tried to do it. He said, no, you step back. Our place as watchmen, praise the Lamb of God, we must, and I didn't get into this yesterday, we must remember that we are employed by the King, praise the Lamb of God. We are employed by God, and that we are working for the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, in his kingdom. So therefore, praise the Lamb of God, all things must come in to subjection under him, praise the Lamb of God, his authority, his will, his word, and his way. And that we cannot mess up. That pattern, that trajectory, we cannot mess up, people of God. Hallelujah. So make sure that you understand, praise the Lamb, that as you are moving and operating in the prophetic, that you are representing Jesus Christ. You are an ambassador for him, praise the Lamb of God. So your approach, your attitude, even your apparel and everything, as far as I'm concerned, should be centered around what you think God, how God wants you to present, and not the way you think you want to present. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you do it that way, you will always, praise the Lamb of God, be in a position for God to use you on a greater scale. That's number one. Number two, praise the Lamb of God, our position as watchmen on the wall, praise the Lamb of God, deals with some of the dangers, praise the Lamb of God, that affects the local assembly, praise God, hallelujah, and can affect your home and your family. Number one, praise the Lamb of God, of course, is the age menace, praise the Lamb of God, of the church and of the prophetic anointing, and that is the spirit of Jezebel. We should always be on guard as watchmen about that spirit, praise the Lamb of God, that comes into the church seeking to destroy, seeking to control, seeking to devour. Those three things, praise the Lamb of God, is very, or what stands out, should I say, praise the Lamb of God, noticeable in the spirit of Jezebel. Prophet Darrell, you can jump in here anytime you want to, praise the Lamb of God.
I talked about something that just took place in Indianapolis when I was down there in revival. I have a question for you, Apostle. That's the thing.
Okay.
If I was in the revival, and I suppose the revival is for the week, and it was a young lady in the service. She went to her leader to give a prophetic word to somebody.
Wow. Okay.
I was up on the floor ministering, and I was saying, "If I'm the revivalist, what makes you think the Lord is going to give it to you if He had not gave it to me? If I'm the revivalist for the week, and I thought that was." Don't you think that was out of order?
I do. I really do. You know, but there are some people who have a need to shine, praise the Lamb of God, when somebody else is on the floor doing something that is in the prophetic realm. Now, it's not impossible that God spoke to her, praise the Lamb of God, concerning a prophetic word in the congregation. The thing about that is timing, praise the Lamb of God. She did not have to give that prophetic word during that service. She could have waited until service was over, praise the Lamb of God, and went to the pastor or to the person and then said, you know, while Prophet Darrell was ministering, the Lord spoke to me and said this about you or told me to tell you this, you know, and go on about your business. The thing about the Jezebel spirit is it wants to be seen. It wants to be noticed. Praise the Lord. It wants recognition. And it wants to be held high in high esteem so that it can approach leadership and be recognized by leadership so that it can seduce leadership into believing that they have the anointing, the ability, and the power to do what they're saying that can be done. And this is the trap that a lot of pastors and shepherds have fallen into that causes a disturbance in the congregation or rips the whole church apart. And many, many churches have dissolved. I'm talking about many, countless, probably thousands of churches have dissolved because of this spirit that comes in a congregation and is allowed, praise the Lamb of God, a powerful place or position because of the seductive nature of this person, which is a manipulative spirit that manipulates. And many times this person will spend money. This person will do things, you know, that give one to think that, oh, they're so supportive. They're so supportive. That could be your Jezebel right there. And you have to be very, very careful, praise the Lamb of God, of people who love to be highly visible when it comes down to these prophetic movements and within the church. They want to be the voice. They want to be the one. They want to be in the limelight at all times. And they want to stand out to everybody. And many times if you just sit back and look at them, you will see that dark cloak over them. Because it's definitely, you know, there upon them. You can discern and see it. Praise the Lamb of God. And I really wasn't intending on really talking about the Jezebel spirit. It was more so to identify it, of us as watchmen, to be on guard, praise the Lamb of God, to identify this spirit as it moves within of the house of God because of its motive. Its motive always has been to destroy leadership, to silence the man or woman of God, to shut the prophetic voice down in the house that's ordained by God, and to establish themselves over the people. That's what Jezebel did, praise the Lamb of God, in Samaria. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. She seduced the king, Ahab, seduced him, her husband, in that unholy alliance that was formed by the king of Tyre, hallelujah, marrying his daughter into Israel. She seduced her husband and then took over the religious aspects, that all of the altars of God would be torn down, would be shut down, and everybody would have to worship Baal in order for them, praise the Lamb of God, to get their rational supplies, especially during that three-year famine that took place. But God always have a remnant. God always have, praise the Lamb of God, a prophetic voice that will rise up, hallelujah, and stand against that spirit. He always will win, praise the Lamb of God. But these spirits should not be able to enter into the Church of Jesus Christ as easily as they do in this new dispensation of New Testament and beyond, because we have the Holy Ghost, because we have these empowered gifts, we have these prophetic anointings and giftings within the body of Christ, but we're not organized properly. There is no prophetic presbyter in the average church, praise the Lamb of God, that's set up, hallelujah, with one of their responsibilities being to be the watchman, praise the Lamb of God. If one identify, then it must be confirmed out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, praise them. That's why you need more than one in the house, so that you can have a judging of prophecies. That I'm not hearing God saying this. I'm hearing God say this. Because many times, praise the Lamb of God, as it I was reading the other day, I can't recall exactly where it is. Manganese is good at going to find those scriptures for me. Praise the Lamb of God. But it deals with the prophet. It said, how would you know that a prophet is a prophet, that his word would come true? And then it goes on to talk about, but if a prophet prophesies and his word does not come to pass, do not fear him, because he has prophesied presumptuously. In other words, he may be prophesying out of his own heart, or out of a, What is the word I'm looking for here, Prophet Darrell? Praise the Lamb of God. He's prophesying out of the desire of the people for a word, because they are pulling on him for a word. Praise the Lamb of God. He gives a word, but it's not a word from God. It's a word out of himself. So it's a presumptuous word. Praise the Lamb of God. But the Bible says, do not fear that individual. Praise the Lamb of God. In other words, you can receive prophecy from this person. Still, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's right there in your Bible. I didn't make that up. And because of that, praise God, hallelujah, we have to be very careful about the prophetic presbyteria, because one can presumptuously speak a word, praise the Lamb of God, but others should be in a spiritual condition that they see that that is not the word of the Lord, that you made that up, praise the Lamb of God, or it came up out of your desire that you want something to happen, but that's not what God is really saying in this season. So there's a prophetic presbyteria that judges each other's prophecy. This is also saying in the gifting section of prophecy, praise the Lamb of God, as the Apostle Paul talks in Corinthians, praise the Lamb of God, as he deals with the prophetic office and the prophetic gifting within the church, praise God, that he said, can we all do this? Can we all this? Can we all prophesy? He said, but let each one prophesy and let the others judge the prophecy, so that we can come in agreement that this is what the Lord is speaking in this season. And that's why the watchman's presbytery is so needed within the framework of the church, because it serves as a check and balance, praise the Lamb of God, of what God is speaking. It serves as a check and balance, praise the Lamb of God, within the house of God. We have to watch out, praise the Lamb of God, as discerners. As we was talking yesterday, the spirit of discernment should be rich within the house of faith, in the household of faith, within the church. It should be a rich anointing, praise the Lamb of God, a rich gifting, works within the prophetic that allows us to discern the spirits, praise the Lamb of God, that's operating, the spirits, praise the Lamb of God, that's coming in and out of the gate of the Lord's house. We must understand, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, what is coming in and out, so that we can prepare ourselves for, hallelujah, intercessory moment that will purge the house so that the Spirit of God can have free course, so that the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, can move in freedom. One thing we have been noticing, Prophet Dale, Imaginees, one thing we have been noticing, Bertha, I wish you would join us, praise the Lamb of God. One thing we have been noticing within the framework of the Tuesday night sessions, our hour of power, is seemingly when the crowd is low, the anointing is so high. Ooh. The presence of God is so impactful and so powerful, praise the Lamb of God. And I believe it's because it's easier to purge the air. It's easier to bring people into agreement in the lesser numbers that you have. It's easier to get them unified, to get them on one accord, praise the Lamb of God. That should be the goal of all of our worship experiences and everything when it comes down to our corporate worship, our corporate gathering, is to come on one accord, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can see the impactful move of God amongst us as he releases healing, as he releases deliverance, as he releases the things that's needed, praise the Lamb of God, right there in that atmosphere. You need Again, the watchman's anointing, the prophetic giftings to allow us to know, Prophet Darrell, when there is a shift within, praise the Lamb of God, the framework of the Spirit. Because many times the Lord wants to heal, and Billy Bob over here want to take the church into a praise session. And that's not where the Holy Ghost is. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. See, spiritual discernment and listening, praise the Lamb of God, to the Holy Spirit, to the voice of the Lord, while you are in these worship experiences and what have you, will cause you to be able to go where the Holy Spirit is going and not trying to take the Holy Spirit where you want him. It's hard to make a wave go in the direction you want the wave to go. You need to just flow with the wave, praise the Lamb of God. So many times, healing can be manifested in the service. It's like in the Bible. In the Bible, praise the Lord, I believe it's a parallel text. It's in three of the Gospels, the story of the men coming through the roof that bore their friend on that cot, and they let him down through the roof of their imagination. It allows us to see in the onset of that scenario, it says that, the power of the Lord was there to heal them all. I want you all to catch that. It said the power of the Lord was there to heal them all. Now, Jesus was up teaching, but the power of the Lord was there to heal them all, but according to the scenario, only one man got healed. You want me to tell you why? Because the Pharisees and the doctors and stuff that was there was sitting in judgment of Jesus. In other words, the actions of the congregation can disrupt the flow of what God desires to do.
Yes, it can.
You have to be very careful.
Apostle, you
so that the
something.
Spirit of God can have free course.
You said something like that.
See? And as this outpouring is coming back to the church, the glory of the Lord is returning. Tuesday night I stood, and the Spirit was so thick and so heavy. Prophet Darrell, I tell you the truth. I'm going to admit this. Praise the Lamb of God right here. Bertha is in queue now, and Bertha was there with us. Angel was there with us. And I stood there in the pulpit, and I told the Lord, I said, Father, teach me what to do with your presence now that you're here like this. Because I got ready to just open my iPad, man, and go to teaching and stuff. Just bring this, you know, to a close and say, amen, give the Lord a hand clap of praise, and open your Bibles. And just because I suppose it taught on the gift of administration. But when it comes, when I asked the Holy Spirit, I asked the Lord that, a quickening came in me, and I heard the Spirit said, worship. Now, we had been in praise and worship for at least 35, 40 minutes. Angel had took us all the way to the throne. We were there. Praise the Lamb of God. So when he said that, I just said, called some people. I said, I need some people who don't mind coming bowing and worshiping for a while to come to the altar. When they came and started worshiping, praise the Lamb of God, I looked at my musician and I looked at him and I said, keep this worship going. Because I knew what God had spoke to me. Man, let me tell you something. You could have pulled you out a knife and got a slice of the Holy Ghost and took him home. The presence and the anointing and the power of God was so in the church until The fragrance of God was there. The perfume, praise the Lamb of God, was right there with us. All of us was high. All of us was in a place that we had never been before. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But without discerning the Spirit, you will take the worship experience in a place that it will breed you nothing but a good feeling. Praise the Lamb of God. Healing broke out. Hallelujah. Angel been suffering with this imbalance for so long in her body, and the Lord gave directions, praise the Lamb of God, and she walked out of there healed. She walked out of there in amazement of what had taken place in her body. The prophetic word was coming forth on the children. We must understand the power, praise the Lamb of God, that God has released to the body if we could get this thing right. The problem is we got too many wow prophetic people. Too many people with the gift of prophecy, praise the Lamb of God, who give place to the devil and just sit there in the church like, God gave me this gift to sit here and judge everybody.
Ooh.
And that's what we wind up doing, sitting here judging everybody. I see that spirit on her. Mm-hmm. I see that spirit on him. I know he that way. Mm-hmm. She got a love spirit on her. She want the pastor. That ain't why God gave you your gift.
Help, Lord Jesus.
Okay. I know y'all tired of me. Praise the Lamb of God, because, you know, I don't know how to do nothing but tell the truth. Praise God. That's been a problem with me all my days. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when we come to the place of understanding, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, what these gifts really are for, how to use them, praise the Lamb of God, how to bring them into subjection and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. When we start having us some prophetic worship leaders, when we start having some prophetic musicians, when we have prophetic people within the household of faith, we're going to see some changes go on. One of the problems with the finances of the church is there's no prophetic people in finance. The average trustee ain't prophetic. He pathetic. All he think about is money. Hello, light bulbs.
Yeah.
He want to come in there and act like he a banker. Or an account, when in fact he's supposed to be spiritual first. Discerning, praise the Lamb of God. What will God have us to do? How would God have us to do it? How can this be multiplied, Lord? Hallelujah. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Now, I done talked enough prophetic talk. Praise the Lamb of God to release all types of anointings on this thing here today. Praise God. It works the same way, people in your house and in your home and whatever. When you really get into, praise the Lamb of God, understanding that you are the gatekeeper of your house, you got to watch the spirits that come in your house. Praise the Lamb. You got to watch what come in. You got to watch what go out. Hello, light bulb. You got to watch the change in the climate in your house when people come to visit you.
That's true. That's true.
Because sometimes some people come visit you, Daryl, and hell breaks out.
Yeah.
You need to say that.
And you got to know, every time she come over here, every time she here, something happens. My mother was good with that. I don't want her in here no more. You bring her here in here again, I'm putting you out. My mother was good at discerning people like that. So you have to understand, praise the Lamb of God, the spirits that can come and connect with your children and mess your children up. Create a lying spirit among your children. Create a confusing spirit among your children, that they are confused with each other, that they won't support each other.
But what if the head is confused, Apostle?
If the head is confused, Doc, now you know you need a new coach when that happened, don't you? You know that. I mean, if the head messed up, the body has no hope. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, what kind of good shape is in? The body has no hope, Doc. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When the head is messed up. Praise the Lamb. I'm saying to you, people of God, when you keep the atmosphere right in your home, praise the Lamb of God, and it's conducive for the move of the Spirit in your house, and you see your house as a temple, you see yourself as a temple, praise the Lamb. I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, things will work better for you. Praise God. You will have a greater sense of peace. I'm not bragging, but I got the first person to come in my house, praise the Lamb of God, till this day, and stay here over 10 minutes or 15 minutes without saying, it's so peaceful here. If they stay any longer, they're going to sleep.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
They will go to sleep up in my house, praise the Lord. Pastor Lemon used to come here. Man, I just love coming to visit with you, Uncle Shay. It's so peaceful. Everybody that come to my house talk about how peaceful it is because the Holy Spirit lives here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit lives here. Hallelujah. And you have to keep your climate and your atmosphere in a place where you can have peace. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because in peace is long life. Whether you know it or not, the more peaceful you are, the better your nerves going to be.
Yes, indeed.
It's a secret to long life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Any questions? You all have any questions? Praise the Lamb of God. All right. I know the people are ready. Praise God. We got a lot of people in queue today. I love you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Just wanted to drop some nuggets of truth on you today so that you can run with it. Praise the Lamb. Watchmen, what of the night? The morning comes, but also the night. Praise the Lamb of God. That's Isaiah 21, I believe in 11, right in there. Praise God. If you look at that, my God, I tell you this, praise the Lamb of God. You're going to know that you know that you know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And what I'm speaking to you concerning the watchman's anointing is a powerful anointing. Tomorrow we'll talk about the intercessory aspects of the watchman anointing. Praise the Lamb of God, as it is our intercessory prayer day. Father, we thank you now for this time we share. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Father, for the release of the prophetic anointing upon us. Thank you, Father. Stir up the gifts that's in us now. Hallelujah, Father. Bless Prophet Daryl. Bless Maginice. Bless Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless me, Father, that we might be a blessing to your people today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for this show, for this time, for this hour. Bless your people today in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We got a caller in queue. Erico 818, your mic is hot.
Hello.
Hello, Tammy.
Hello.
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 Yeah.
Can you hear me? Can you hear us?
Yes.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi, how you doing?
We hear you. We hear you, Tammy.
Hi. God bless you. Just sitting here taking in your word and listening. You know, very informative. I really appreciate it. Thank you so
much. Bless you. Bless you today.
Just calling
praise
in.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Just calling in and asking for prayer and seeing if there's anything you know, God has for me today.
All right. Praise God. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, you know, we're always praying for you, and we thank God for you always here on the show. My God in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Our presbyter. I got enough prophets and prophetess here. Bertha, is you woke with us?
Yes, I am, Prophet. I'm woke.
But Bertha, you mighty quiet today. That's scary. That's scary, Bertha.
God just got me in a quiet place.
All right. Matt Denise, do you hear anything, sister?
No, Prophet.
Prophet Darrell?
When you called her name, I just heard the Spirit of the Lord say she's just full right now. You full of the Spirit right now. It just seems like you're just overflowing, bubbling over. Hallelujah. And overflowing is going to begin to flow down in your community. It'll flow down to your neighbors. And just continue, Lord, Lord, to continue to fill you up. Just fill you up. A watchman, continually to be a watchman for your neighbors and your community.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Also, Cammie, the Lord is saying, praise the Lamb of God, that this overflowing, hallelujah, is going to take place in the natural also as it relates to the blessings, the way that he's blessing you now. Praise the Lamb of God is going to be an overflow blessing. Praise God. And you're going to be able, praise God, to help those, hallelujah, that have been on your heart to help. You are such a caretaker when it comes down to the people that you love, the people that's in your circle. Have just this, should I say, it's almost like a father's demeanor when it relates to the family, that a real man feels that he should be taking care of his family no matter how large it is. If he got 10 kids, he want to feed all of them, clothe all of them, house all of them, this and another. That's the way you are about your family. So God is saying, praise the Lamb of God, that the overflow blessing, praise the Lamb of God, is upon you, and that he is going to cause you to be able, praise the Lamb of God, to undergird the family in the exact way, praise the Lamb of God, that you desire to, and even more. You're going to do so many wonderful things, praise the Lamb of God, for your family members, your mother, your daughters, and this, that, and another as it relates to your family. So be encouraged, praise the Lamb of God, in the way that you're going. Wait a minute, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God said there is one person, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that's around you that has to go. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lord. Yes, Lord, praise the Lamb of God. I'll talk to you more about that person. Praise the Lamb of God.
Okay.
Hallelujah. On the list. That's on the list. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That one of those persons has to leave. Hallelujah. Out of your circle. They mean you no good. Praise the Lamb of God. They're a devourer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Matter of fact, they got a track record of it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. They have a track record of devouring other people's stuff. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God has heard our prayers. God has heard your prayer, and it's going to be all right with you. Praise the Lamb of God. In this business connection that you are entering into, it's going to be well in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lamb. Bertha, do you want to say anything to her?
Yes. Tammy, when you came on, before Prophet Dell and Prophet even spoke to you, the Lord said faith. Your faith is going to be tried as the blessings of God overtake you. Your faith is going to be tried. But God said to stand strong.
Okay.
Do not doubt, do not waver, but stand strong in
Hallelujah.
Your faith. Because your faith in God and in His Word and in His promises is what's going to bring you through. Stand strong in your faith.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank I appreciate that. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. All right, another caller is coming up. Praise the Lord. Push one on your dial, people. We're coming straight down the line. One on your dial. Call 818.
Good morning, Prophet. How are you? This is Albertine in California.
Hi, bless you.
To all the prophets on Prophet Darrell. And God bless you. I just wanted to say thank you so much for yesterday. Actually, Marilyn is my first cousin. That's my mother's brother's sister. And
okay.
I thank the Lord for reconnecting us. You know, the power of Facebook is crazy. She had been looking for me for a while. I hadn't saw her in about 10 years. And I just thank the Lord that I told her to call you. The Lord put it in my spirit for me to have her to call you. And because that invention she has is in, it's just nothing but God. It's just powerful what I believe God is going to do, you know, with her and that invention and just being focused, because the people around her are not, you know, they're not mindful of her and don't want to see her succeed. But, you know, I told her the devil is a liar and that she just needs to pray and give it to God. And if you give it to God, he'll see that, you know, everything will come to fruition. So thank you, Prophet, so much for just, it was beautiful yesterday. It was beautiful.
Well, we praise God. You know, it was a beautiful moment in my life. Praise the Lamb of God to be able to witness to her and bring her into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. It's an awesome thing. She was already a believer, just not, you know, yet possessed properly, so that the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow could be released on her. And, you know, I discerned that when she came on the show yesterday and just wanted to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that she could walk through that open door that God has for her. Now she's going to see blessings flowing all around you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody has a speaker on. Your speaker phone is causing an echo. Praise God. You're on the show. I also, praise the Lamb of God, this hour of blessings of release, praise the Lamb of God, Albertine, is going to really, really bring you into, praise the Lamb of God, a wealthy place. And there's going to be a lot of money flowing through your hands. And God is going to have some doors opening for you to bring some other people into, praise the Lamb of God, even the studios and what have you. A trust be laid upon you. A trust is going to be laid upon you. Hear me good. A trust is going to be laid upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Whereas that what you say will go. You're going to have to be mindful, praise the Lamb of God, that you don't use that trust, praise the Lamb of God, in a way that will cause, hallelujah, the wrong people to put in, be put in the wrong place, because they desire a position but they're not qualified for it. A lot of people want to do stuff that they can't handle. Always remember, praise the Lamb of God, that as you go in a place, hallelujah, that those that allowed you to come through the door is the one that you must be faithful to, and not those that's on the outside that you're bringing in. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll just put it that way. Hallelujah. Okay. And God is going to bless you tremendously in that area. All right. Praise of God. Imagine E. Any words for
Albertine, when you came on, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, keep your witness pure. And what that means is, what he means by that is, he's bringing you before some people that are going to be watching you. So make sure that you do not taint your witness. Make sure that everything that you do is pure and upright. You're not going to be able to do everything with everybody. Watch your conversation with even your friends. God, they are watching you. So even with friends, make sure that your conversation is in alignment with what you believe. because some people, you know, sometimes we get comfortable with our friends and we tend to let our hair down, but not in this season. God is not allowing that.
Amen.
And their salvation depends strictly on what they see you do, because you're the closest, you're like the only person around them that they know that has such a spirit-filled life.
Cool. So
they're going to mimic you.
Mm-hmm.
So God says, keep your witness pure. And secondly, I also saw you in a house on the beach with plenty of windows.
Oh, my God.
Plenty of windows.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It appears to be brown in color, but it's right on the beach.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Prophet
Lord.
Darryl.
Thank you.
Thank you. We can't hear you, man. You need to get closer to your phone. You are breaking up bad, man. You must be mobile. You're breaking up bad. Must be in that area. Praise God. Go on mute for a minute and then come back. What's her name? Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha?
Albertine, as God is blessing you too, just to confirm what Magdalene and Prophet said, when you came on, God even spoke it to me yesterday, a word for you. Be careful and beware of your surroundings and those that are around you. This confirms the words of your witness that God spoke from the Lord. Even as God spoke, we have to be very careful of those that want to start latching onto us and hanging around us.
Amen.
Let your discernment work for you in this season of elevation and promotion that God has granted and blessed you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Bertha.
All right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. I receive it. Thank you, Lord.
All right, daughter.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. We're going right along here. Eric Cole 504.
Hello.
Your mic is hot. Hello.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
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 Hello. It's Amanda.
Who's calling?
Amanda.
Amanda, how you doing, Amanda?
Short stack, as you would call me.
Hallelujah.
Hi, everyone.
On down in the bayou.
Everything is well. Everything is well. Maggie,
and how's
Bertha,
my brother, your husband?
He's doing great.
Hallelujah.
He is doing great. It's been
a
while.
Awesome.
It's been a while since I called in, but I had such an urgency today to call the line today.
Oh my goodness! Praise God! What have you had?
It was
an
urgency in my spirit this morning that I would be calling in. So I'm just being obedient to the Spirit.
Hallelujah! Praise God!
Hallelujah.
All right. Imagineese?
God says to tell those people that question you that God has a host of prophets that have not bowed down to Baal.
Oh, Jesus.
They are holy and upright, and they are still speaking his word. Somebody's going to come up. They're going to come to you and say that they don't believe in prophets.
Mm.
And God says he's releasing wealth. Wealth is coming to your house. Wealth and
Hallelujah.
Riches. And he is pleased. What you do in secret, God is going to reward openly. And he's speaking about your intercession.
Jesus.
You're a quiet intercessor. You pray for people and they don't even know. You don't even tell them that you're praying for them. And you pray for them. And God says what you do in secret, he's going to reward openly. And he's preparing a table for you right in front of your enemies. Watch God.
Jesus. Receive.
Hallelujah. Bertha Pruitt.
Amanda, God says that your trials only came to make you strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. God is elevating you.
Hallelujah.
In your intercessory life. Because he sees the sincerity in your heart. You are obedient to his word. God says he can trust you. And because he can trust you, he's taking you to another level of intercession. You have already been promoted in the spirit realm. And now God is going to release it in the earth. Be strong. Be strong in the Lord, says the Lord. You are a mighty woman of God. You are a woman of favor. You are a woman of valor. God's grace is upon you. The power of his grace. Stand strong. Stand strong in the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Run swiftly. Run swiftly.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Prophet Daryl, are you in our place now?
Yes, sir.
Oh God.
Do you have a word for?
I just heard the Spirit of the Lord say that he's turning you into Esther.
Oh my goodness.
He's allowing you to be an Esther in this season.
Oh my God.
He said, come hell and high water. Sinking and swimming, I got to go see the king. And he said, I got to make it. And see, you got an urgency in your spirit, and it's a pressing in your spirit, and all because of your pressing, God said, now I'm getting ready for you to walk into your due season.
Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus.
Yes, God. Sweetheart, the Lord says to you, and I'm very serious in saying this to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha just told you, be strong. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm going to tell you, just like the scripture says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. The Lord said that, and I'm connected to all three of these prophetic people that have spoken to you. All of this that they're saying is leading you, praise the Lamb of God, especially that Esther anointing. When he said that, I almost jumped up out of this chair because the Lord had told me prior to me saying anything to him to tell you, praise the Lamb of God. He told me to tell you this twice. He said to tell you that you are going to stand before great people, praise the Lamb of God. You are going to stand in front of officials that you are going to have to prophesy to. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise. I hear trust being placed upon you, too. I hear trust being placed upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. So your walk is very important in this season. You must walk the straight line. You must do things according to humility and according to protocol. Hallelujah, because the door is finna open and you finna walk in, hallelujah, and you're going to be standing in the midst of officials. God said officials, said great people, praise the Lamb of God, and the Bible said your gift would bring you before great men, praise the Lamb of God. And just as Esther had to stand before the king, praise the Lamb of God, so shall you stand, and God is going to use you mightily to do some things you never dreamt that you would be able to do. Just by the words come out of your mouth. There is a heavy, heavy, praise the Lamb of God, prophetic intercessory anointing that rests upon you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And don't you ever doubt, is God hearing you when you pray? God hears you when you whisper. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
See, there's some people that have to get into the presence of God, and then there's some of us that live in his presence. You live in the presence of God. Praise
Thank
the
you,
Lamb
Jesus.
Of God. Hallelujah. 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 Boy, I see you blessing so many people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
You,
Yes, oh, even in the finance area, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's not ironic that I appointed you as our prophetic financier, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is going to bless you. Hallelujah. And there's going to be people that's going to say stuff to you like, they're going to pull out their checkbook and say, what can I do for you? And you're going to be able to say, I don't need nothing, but could you bless this ministry? Or could you bless this school? Or could you bless these children? Praise the Lamb of God that the Lord has laid on my heart. I want to see that orphanage built for them down in Ghana or anywhere. I praise the Lamb of God. And they going to, how much do you need? I need $200. They're going to write the check for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch what I tell you. Watch the favor. Hallelujah. That is upon your life, and watch how God use and bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is on the show. God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God in heaven. What a wonderful God we serve.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Bless you today, daughter. I bless you.
Bless y'all.
I love
each one of you.
We love you too. Erico 248, your mic is hot. 248-470, your mic is hot.
Praise the Lord. Hi, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Who's calling?
Hi, this is LaShawn.
LaShawn Jackson?
No, this is my first time calling.
LaShawn, you're from the 248 area code, so does that mean you're in the Detroit area?
Yes, sir.
All right, praise the Lord. What church you go to, dear?
I'm just kind of searching right now.
You're just kind of searching right now. Praise God. Yeah, you are. Praise the Lamb. You are searching. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. God is going to bless you too, daughter. Don't even worry about it, okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to invite you to our church, though. Praise God at the Truth Church. There. Praise the Lamb. Are you on Facebook?
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay. I'm going to call you, okay? Going to call you, praise the Lamb of God, to talk to you about a couple of things, praise the Lamb. But that does not alleviate what is about to happen to you now, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir.
Speak to this daughter for me.
I want to just tell you that I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that you at a good place where he's going to be able to elevate you. And when he begins to elevate you, he knows that you're not going to have a spirit of arrogancy. He knows you're not going to be so bold and look down your nose at people because where he's getting ready to take you in this season. And the reason why the Lord got you just looking and searching all because he wants you to be nurtured. He wants you to be careful where he plants you at, hallelujah, all because right now you're so vulnerable in the spirit realm. So therefore, you have to be careful where you sit at and what table you eat from. And the reason why God is taking you there all because he's going to allow you to bring a lot of people out of bondage and out of poverty.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
You're going to bring a lot of people out of poverty.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, you're going to bring a lot of young ladies out that's in these ungodly relationships. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, thank you, Jesus.
And the reason why God is doing, he got you set aside for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, God said you are peculiar and you are different from any other your siblings and family members.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Magdalene.
Thank you, Jesus. I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying that
even with the word that Prophet Daryl just spoke to you and the words that are going to follow up behind mine, I heard the Lord said there is many more things he wants to say to you. But leading up until this, you had not been ready. But yay, daughter, the time is now. The time is now. God, the Lord yearns for you. He is yearning for more of you. And I just feel such a heaviness and a desire for God. Like God wants you and you want God. I just bless you. I speak blessings upon you because God is about to do something mighty through you, and it's coming suddenly.
Right.
So be prepared for it and be prepared for the shift, and do not be afraid of the things that you see, the things that you are about to see and experience in dreams and visions. Do not be afraid. Stay prayerful, woman of God.
Amen.
Stay prayerful.
Yes. Amen.
Bertha.
See that.
LaShawn.
Yes.
The Lord said it. Lord, have mercy. Stretch forth your hand of mercy, God. God says, yes, there are many things that he wants to do for you. But you've been wounded in the past. That's why you're searching.
Very.
God said it's time to let go of the past hurt. He can heal the brokenhearted, and he came to set the captive free. Let go of your past so God can use you. Because he cannot use you and elevate you. Because your past is a blockage and it's hindering God from doing what he wants to do in you. Let go of the past. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, God.
That's what I'm trying to do.
The pain and hurt. Oh, rub my identity up.
That's where I am, honestly. I'm trying.
Yes, you are. You are there.
Weeping. We can just feel the weeping in the spirit for you.
Yes, praise God. But it's also that's hindering, praise God. Your forgiveness level, daughter, praise the Lamb of God, has to match Jesus Christ. You must forgive and you must let go, praise the Lamb of God, of the things of yesterday. And yesteryears, all the way down into your childhood, praise the Lamb of God. There's some things in your childhood, hallelujah, that happened to you also that needs to be, praise the Lamb of God, rectified and dealt with, praise the Lamb. Satan tried to take you out, praise God, hallelujah. But God has, there is a prophetic anointing on your life. You are a prophetess, praise the Lamb of God. And God wants to use you in this season. Praise the Lamb, and these visions and dreams that you have had, praise even of the enemy coming against you, praise the Lamb of God, visions of suffocation, visions of things that's and dreams that has been happening to you, praise the Lamb of God, that is satanic, seemingly in your eyes, praise the Lamb, but you always get delivered out of it. God is bringing you forth, praise the Lamb of God, in this season for a certain purpose, praise the Lamb of God, whereas that you're going to be a blessing to many. So be encouraged in this season, praise the Lamb of God. I want to talk to you if it's all right, praise the Lamb of God. I want to call you after the show. Is that all right with you?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, LaShawn, praise the Lamb of God. You be blessed in the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for LaShawn. I thank you for, hallelujah, her vulnerability in you, hallelujah. I thank you, Father, that her spirit is open and ready, Father, for deliverance. I thank you now, Father, hallelujah, that your love is upon her. Yes, God, hallelujah, and that your healing virtue is healing the scars of yesterday, of yesteryears, hallelujah. That the callus on our heart is softening. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. That the daydreaming is leaving. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. that the thoughts that she has, praise the Lamb of God, are leaving, Father, that does not come from you. We rebuke the spirit of the devil right now. Satan, get your hands on God's property. She's a product of Jesus Christ, and the blood of Jesus is upon her. Hallelujah. So we cover her now, Father, in your precious name. Bless her now. And we seal the crack. Hallelujah. With ghosts in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and amen. Bless you, daughter. Hallelujah. We thank you for being on the show today. Hallelujah. We will be in contact with you. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. The Lord is so good today. Hallelujah. Who is now?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Area code. Boy, oh, boy. These lines are just all lit up. Praise the Lamb of God. 734, area code.
Hey, Prophet. This is Raphael.
Raphael, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine, man. How's that new job?
It is awesome. I'm absolutely loving it.
I'm sure you're going to be the boss soon. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You'll be the manager of the store in no time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just stay humble and walk right. You know the Lord's got plenty of good plans of prosperity on your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Man, did you call in to prophesy to me or what? What you call in for?
I called in to get a word, Prophet.
Oh, my goodness gracious. How did you prophetic people calling in for words? Y'all supposed to be calling in saying, Prophet, the Lord told me to tell you it's your season. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We'd love to have you here, Elder White. We miss you, man. Praise the Lord. All right, praise God. Let me see what we got here for you. Hallelujah. Madanese, what you hear for your brother?
Elder White, I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying that he is giving you the grace to move in and out of different dimensions in the Spirit. And even where you are working at, there are people that's going to come past, that's going to come past you that you're going to have opportunities to minister to. Everybody coming in there is not saved. Use the discernment that the Lord gave you because he's going to give you the ability to minister to people even who are on a higher level all the way down to people who know Jesus, all the way to the apostles. He's giving you that grace to minister in different dimensions. So I agree, stay humble. Promotion is coming fast for you and just stay with God. Stay on. I cannot stress the importance of this. Stay on the path that God has set for you without wavering, without going to the right or to the left. Look straight ahead. And God is going to do great and mighty things through you and for you.
All right, all right, all right. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, Bertha.
Oh, God. Elder White, God says to tell you, Elder White, and it's also time for you to let go of your past. You have some past hurts you're holding on to. But God said that he can heal and he can deliver you from them if you just let him go. God says also it is time for you to cut the ties with some people that are blocking what God really wants to do in you. You haven't got the fullness of what he wants to do because you have not completely let go. But God says to tell you, in this hour, this season, Raphael, it is time. While his hand of mercy is upon you, it is time to let go. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
My God in heaven.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Prophet Darrell.
I just touch and agree with that, everything that everybody said. But Elder White, I just want to tell you to just be encouraged, my brother.
Hallelujah.
I heard the scripture said, continue to lift up your head, all ye gates, and be lifted up in the everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. For who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle.
Hallelujah.
So just on looking to the Lord and know that all is working out in your favor. Amen.
My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb. All right, Elder White, I stand in agreement with him. Praise the Lamb.
Can I pray for him real quick?
Sure.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for Elder Ralph. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in his life, oh God. We seal the word into his heart, oh God, with the blood of Jesus, that the enemy may not come and snatch it out, God. We bind every demonic force that works against the man of God. In the name of Jesus, we disallow and we dismantle every spirit of suicide and every suicidal thought. We cancel it now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the deliverance, God. We thank you, Lord God, for power and strength that you are delivering to him, God. We thank you, God, for promotion and elevation. We bless you, God. We honor you, we magnify you, and we exalt you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lamb of God. All right, son, be blessed, man. I'll see you soon.
All right, prophet.
Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Error code 864.
Hey, Prophet. This is Sylvia. Hi, everyone.
Sylvia, how's your brother doing?
He is good. He should be listening. Knowing
him, he probably is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope I get to meet him one day. Praise God. Good to have you on today, daughter. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, you hear anything for Sylvia today?
I just heard Sylvia, something's really troubling your spirit. And the Lord just say, release it and let it go.
Hallelujah.
He can work it out. Take your hands off. Because it's bothering your spirit. Hallelujah. So what therefore is going to bring tears to your eyes. But God said, if you just let go. White smoking off our heads is let go and let God.
Okay.
Let go and let God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha.
My beloved sister in the Lord. God said to tell you his grace is sufficient. And a lot of people get revelation of that scripture, but the revelation God has given me for you is in your weakness, he is your strength. And when Paul said that, it's because the devil had came and attacked him three times. He had sent a messenger. These are just attacks of the enemy. But God's grace is also power, that when we don't have the strength to withstand, grace kicks in, and the power of grace helps us to stand strong. So as Prophet Brown has said, even though the attacks come and whatever is laying weighing on your heart, be strong in grace. Let the grace of God capulate you into the next level that God has for you. Don't give in, don't give out, but stand strong and be still and let the Lord fight it, because the work is already done, because grace is working in your favor, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Imagine these. When he said, this sounds so crazy, but when he said 864, I got to give this to you how I heard it. And I know it's not an official title, but what I heard was chief intercessor. And when I sat here and said, now, Lord, what is that? And he said, that speaks to your end. That's where he's taking you to. So he's taking you to through a process that's going to bring you to a dimension in the spirit where you will have a very heavy, the anointing is already there, but it has to be cultivated. It has to grow. So every process that you're going through in this season is speaking to your end. To be in the place of an intercessor is a holy priesthood. That is a priesthood anointing, and that just has to be cultivated, and that's where God is taking you to. And it's an awesome place to be, so don't be discouraged. Do not be discouraged on the things that you go through and opposition and things of that sort. Be strong in the Lord and the power of all his might. That's a word for you as well. So just be encouraged, and that's where God has taken you to. Amongst the other ministry giftings that he has given you, that is primary. Intercession is your primary focus.
Okay.
Just as it is in the spirit, so it is in the natural. And boy, I don't know how you're gonna take this one. Praise the Lamb of God! But you're about to relocate. God is moving you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
I'm ready, prophet.
Oh, you ready? Well, you okay? Well, see, I didn't even know that. You didn't share that with the.
You
man
said
of God.
That the Lord said that before.
Oh, did
through
he?
You?
Praise God. Okay.
Through you.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Through me? Hallelujah. Well, he just told me again to tell you that you are relocating. Praise the Lamb of God. He's moving you. And the Lord says that when you get there, you're going to know, praise the Lamb of God, that this is the move of God. He said when you get there, you are going to know that he has moved you there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Imagineese has shared a lot with you. And you know what I spoke to you even in private about the intercessory ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know this. Hallelujah. And this may help a lot of people who are intercessors and what have you. You need to understand and know this, people of God, that trials and tribulations are kin to intercessors.
Yes, it is.
Tell me about it.
Intercessors go through a lot.
Yes, they do.
Prophetic people as a whole go through a lot. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because not only are we being, praise the Lamb of God, tormented and attacked by the enemy, but then at the same time, God is testing us. And then he is, and his tests are strengths to us. It causes us to come into a stronger place, even though it feels like we're weakening. Praise the Lamb of God, because we want to give up on this end and that end. God is really strengthening. So be strong in the Lord, knowing, praise the Lamb of God, that God is with you. Hallelujah. And that's key to all of us, prophetic people. Praise God. You have to know down in your knower that God is with you. You have to know down in your knower that God is with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's all of our salvation. Praise the Lamb. I bless you, and I'm excited about your move. I'm excited about what God is about to do to you and do with you in this season. This is awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. I think we got time for one more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Error code 973. Your mic is hot.
Hi, this is Elaine in New Jersey. Just wanted to hear from the Lord.
This is Elaine again. Praise the Lamb of God. How you doing, Elaine?
Good, good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good to hear your voice today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right. Imagineese, you got a word for us?
Be not discouraged. Don't be dismayed, because wealth is coming to your house. Every time you call in and I hear your voice, whether my mic is open or not, God speaks to me about the wealth that he's about to give you.
Wow.
And so I just encourage you to just wait on it. Expect it. Look around the corners, out the window, the mailbox, wherever you got to look for, expect it. Set your expectations high on the wealth that God is bringing to you, because he's bringing it.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell?
I'm just going to be obedient. I just got to say this. Praise God.
Praise God.
That's what he told me to sing for you. So in other words,
right.
I want you to praise him in the midst of whatever it is. Praise God. But whatever it is, praise him.
Praise God.
Whatever it is you're going through, just continue to pray. Hallelujah. Bertha Pruitt.
I'm not going to sing like Papa Daryl, but when the Lord says, I'll never let a day go by, the song came, without praising his name. Because I can't forget from which I came. I'll never let a day go by without counting the cost. I'll never let a day go by without praising God's name. Just praise your way through. God called you faithful. A faithful servant. Enter into his joy. His joy is his praise and his worship that you render to him. Never let a day go by. From the rising of the sun until the going down the same, give God praise for his faithfulness toward you and your faithfulness to him, says the Lord.
Elaine, I'm going to give you a booster shot for your praise right now. The Lord says to tell you that you are on his list of special blessings. Praise the Lamb of God.
Praise you, Lord.
God says you are on the list of special blessings. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they're about to manifest for you. I can't wait to hear your voice next week. Praise the Lamb of God from this time. Hallelujah. People of God, it is release time. Hallelujah. We've been saying it. We've been waiting. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know that God is moving on your behalf today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love you all. We got to go. We're out of time. You know, we go up to the last minute on Thursdays, and we have done that. Praise the Lamb of God today, and we're just totally out of time. I love each of you. I bless you. Thank you, Prophet Daryl. Thank you. And Janice, thank you, Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God for being here.
Bless
to be a blessing to the people of God today. Praise the Lamb of God. I appeal to you again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you're blessed, be a blessing to the ministry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of you, just do what you know in your heart is right to do. PSMINTL.org. Hallelujah. I love you. I bless you. And I am excited about your future. Praise the Lord. Be blessed today. Love you all now. Talk to you tomorrow.
Love you too.
Sadness,
rover, forgotten